They had to use the paddles on him. Now, that sounds like something we might say about an exasperated parent's response to an out-of-control child, but the paddles we're talking about here were the ones they used on our neighbor when he was rushed to the hospital with a heart attack. His wife said they saved his life by using the paddles on him. Actually, what they used was a device called a defibrillator. You see why most people call them paddles. Well, the defibrillator has two paddles that, after they're placed on the patient's chest, generate this strong electric jolt to restart the heart. More and more ambulances are carrying them. More and more emergency medical technicians are being trained to use them. They're in more and more public places. When the heart stops, something has to be done to get it going again, even if it takes a big jolt. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about a big jolt to your heart. Actually, that might be God's prescription for your heart condition right now, because a heart that was once beating strong spiritually can start slowing down and even stop beating. Something radical has got to be done to restart a heart for God that's in trouble. That's where God brings out his paddles, to administer a shock to bring someone back to life. Now to our word for today from the Word of God. 2 Chronicles 7, verses 13 and 14. Verse 14 is that classic verse on spiritual revival, well known. It lays out the steps we need to take to receive the answers to our seemingly unanswered prayers, to make a new beginning, to fix what's broken in our lives. Here's what God says. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Those are pretty aggressive steps to get back a spiritual life and health that you've lost. What would make us come to the point where we would surrender our self-reliance and our pride, get on our knees, abandon the sin and compromise we've been tolerating? What makes us come back to life is a jolt from God. In verse 13, the one right before this great formula for revival, God says, "When I shut up the heavens so there is no rain, or command locusts to devour the land, or send a plague among my people, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves," and so on. In other words, God says, I got to wake you up somehow so you will realize what you've lost and you'll pay the price to get it back. So he sends the drought, the locusts, the plague, not because he doesn't love you, but because he does. The doctor administers that electric jolt not because he doesn't care about the patient, but because he does. He knows it's what it will take to bring the patient back to life. So maybe this explains why you've been having some of the jolts that you began to hit with lately. You've been asking why, and God's answering, to restart your failing heart. The jolts, those are God's shocks, to get your attention so you listen to what he's been trying to say to you. You haven't responded to his gentler therapies, so now he's sent these jolts to bring you back. So you've got the pain. Now please get the point. It may be all about you returning to your first love for Jesus, to establishing your daily Jesus time as the center of your life. Maybe he's calling you to a new purity where there's a zero tolerance for sin in your life. In order to reach us, God sends situations like plagues and droughts that are totally beyond our power to fix, so we will surrender again to the only one who can. Sometimes he allows us to become emotionally isolated, so we are shut up alone with him to find our identity and our fulfillment totally in him. So if you've been feeling the jolts lately, consider the possibility that God sent them to bring you back to life. He knows your heart for him has been slowing down, even stopping, and he's not going to let you slip away. Your Father who loves you is sending those jolts to restart your heart.